and we'll continue with business-related stories with our RNZ business reporter, Anand Zaki. Kia ora, you've got more on our falling GDP figures.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yes, as you will have heard earlier, weak consumer spending and wholesale trade have driven the economy back into recession. Stats NZ data shows gross domestic product, the broad measure of economic growth, fell 0.1% in the 3 months ended December. It follows the 0.3% fall in the previous quarter, meeting the technical definition of a recession. To discuss more, we're joined by ASB Chief Economist Nick Tuffley. Good afternoon, Nick.
Hello.
This has come in slightly weaker than market expectations. You know, retail and wholesale trade taking a hammering. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, it probably wasn't too far overall what people were expecting. We were expecting a marginal fall. The Reserve Bank was expecting a flat outlook. I think the reality is that we've had over a year where the economy has just really gone nowhere under the weight of higher interest rates. And what you can really see is that impact of households tightening their belt. It's flowing through retailing, wholesaling. It's hitting construction, and that's flowing through to manufacturing. So the pressure is clearly on, and we're seeing that continue to be reflected in these figures.
Just where is the growth in the economy, and what are the prospects for the rest of the year?
Well, some of the growth we're seeing, it's still more in the service sectors than elsewhere. So we've had a bit of a switch where we're spending a little bit less on goods and still clinging on and spending on services. And that's where we've tended to see some of the growth come through. There may have been a bit of an election bump in there in the sense that the sort of public sector growth over the quarter was up slightly. And we're also getting more tourists overall coming in. When you look over the last year, just tourists coming in has helped boost things. But one growth area in spending, one of the few in our own spending, is us travelling overseas as well, which does temper the impact on our own measured income here.
On a per capita basis, things aren't looking very good, is it? I mean, GDP fell 0.7%. Just tell us how migration fits into the picture.
Well, if we didn't have the migration, we would be seeing some quite substantial falls overall in GDP. So on a per capita basis, GDP is down nearly 4% so far. And look, if we go back to the global financial crisis in around 2008, we saw a 4% decline in per capita GDP back there. So look, if we didn't have this population growth, you'd have a lot less activity happening and a much more noticeable decline in GDP.
The headline GDP figure, you know, it's weaker than the Reserve Bank's forecast. Does this mean we could see rate cuts arrive sooner?
Well, the Reserve Bank itself is saying rate cuts not until next year, but probably the first half of next year. We've been of the view that the Reserve Bank can start cutting by the end of this year. When this number, just at the margin, it reinforces that. But to put in perspective, the Reserve Bank was expecting a flat outcome and a tenth of a percent below that's not that significant given the amount of volatility we can see in economic data in general and the GDP in particular.
Excellent. That is Nick Tuffley there, ASB Chief Economist, talking us through the latest GDP data, the economy contracting 0.1% in the 3 months ended December. In other business news, and as you will have heard earlier as well, the Commerce Commission's interim report on banking competition suggests rule changes, open banking and financially beefing up Kiwibank and other smaller players to bring disruption. Commission Chair John Small says they didn't pursue a study into forcing a breakup or divestment among the Big Four.
Part of that is explained by you know, where we've got to in terms of this ongoing disruption that we're after. You know, we're quite conscious that that, you know, 20 years ago, for example, ASB was viewed as a disruptive force in the market, and that was because it was investing heavily in going for growth and market share. What we're trying to do here is to chart a course that allows for those disruptive forces to be there over the longer term rather than just any one particular one.
That's the Commerce Commission Chair John Small. Dairy cooperative Fonterra's first half profit has risen 23% despite a drop in the ingredients business, its biggest earner. The profit was $674 million, with total revenue down 15% to about $11.3 billion, as ingredients revenue fell by 21%. Chief Executive Miles Hurrell says it's a good result overall, with margin improvements in key growth areas.
Consumer and food service will continue to see growth in those product groups and channels, but it's the ingredients will breathe in and breathe out. But again, these are still very, very strong performances. While they're back on last year, that was a record number for us. It's still a very, very strong performance for ingredients also.
Fonterra has also raised the farmgate milk price forecast with a midpoint of $7.80 a kilo of milk solids. It's paying an interim dividend of 15 cents a share and retained full-year forecasts of increased earnings between 50 to 65 cents per share. Miles Hurrell says global inflationary pressures are easing and Fonterra is ready to manage disruptions resulting from ongoing geopolitical volatility. And you can hear more on Fonterra in the rural news after the 12:30 headlines. Well, let's check in on the financial markets now at 25 past 12. We're joined by Simon Bradley of Jarden. Good afternoon, Simon.
Kia ora, Ronan. Good afternoon.
How's the local share market looking today?
NZX 50 is currently up 15 points or 0.1% at 11,848. That's after having initially traded lower for most of the morning session. Heartland is the best performer today, up 3 cents or 2.6% at $1.18. Fonterra Fund up 9 cents or 2.5% at $3.69 following those strong first half 24 results announced earlier. And the Warehouse is up 3 cents or 2.1% at $1.49. Laggards today are Spark, which is down 10 cents or 2% at $4.90. KMD Brands down 1 cent at 52 cents. And Investor Property is down 2 cents or 1.8% at $1.11.
Okay, how's it looking over in Australia?
Pretty positive in early trade. The ASX is currently trading up just over 1% at 7,774.
Okay, that takes us to the New Zealand dollar.
Yeah, that's trading mixed this morning versus our major trading partners. Kiwi's currently buying 60.86 US cents, 92.28 Australian cents, 55.68 Euro cents, 47.58 Great British pence, 91.85 Japanese yen, and finally the Kiwis currently buying 4.38 Chinese yuan.
And that leaves us with interest rates, oil and gold.
New Zealand 10-year Treasury currently trading at 4.56%, the 90-day bank bill trading at 5.67%, Brent crude oil is trading at $85.95 a barrel, and gold's having a good morning. That's trading up 0.9% at $2,204 US an ounce.
Yeah, continuing a strong run there, gold. Thank you, Simon. That's Simon Bradley of Jarden with our market update. And we'll bring you a wrap of the day's news and numbers around 5:30 in Checkpoint. But for now, Charlotte, that's business. Kia ora.
Thank you very much, Anand Zaki with our business there, completing a businessy morning.